Okay, so 12 lines from the top on Chaf Amud Aleph. We're going to be discussing now the concept of Hesech Hadas, of when our mind becomes diverted or distracted on something. Commonly, we don't have it so much in the realm of Tum and Tahara. One place where it does come up Halacha L'maisa is in Tefillin. The Halacha is that a person's not supposed to be Masiach Das to forget for the fact that they're wearing their Tefillin. And that's why it's brought down that to move the Tefillin occasionally at certain times of Davening, remind ourselves that we're wearing the Tefillin. So, let's start like this. Omer B'Yochanan ben Elazar, Nofla me'afarto heimenu. So, a person has to be very careful with the clothing he's wearing that it should not become tame. Yonasan ben Elazar said, if you're wearing a shawl, a cloak, this is talking about a person who was very strict, careful about making sure the clothes do not become tame, and it fell off of him. So you say to the guy standing next to you, Tanali, give it to me. Then Ostolo, and the guy gives it to him. Your talus falls, your shirt, your jacket falls down, you tell him pick it up, he does. So halacha is tamea. It's tame. Rashi says, Echidish, Rashi's about the 7-8 lines where it's thin. Tamei afilu ze tohor. Even if the guy standing next to you is tohor, you're tohor and he's tohor, but nevertheless it becomes tamei. L'kamen forish time. I think we're going to explain chazaka in adam mishamer ma shebiyad chaveru. We're going to explain in a little bit that a person doesn't guard, protect himself with something that's in his friend's hand. He thinks he's taking care of it. L'fikach, therefore, continues Rashi, hu lo shomra. B'yad chaveru, he's not careful about what's in his friend's hand. V'gam zeh shenostu lo lohaya chash l'shomra. And the one who's giving it is not protecting it. D'meimra amr, he says, kevin sh'amr leh t'nol, he says, give it to me. Hu eini yodeh im tome ani. He doesn't know whether I'm tome or not. V'im tar. So l'chash l'taro so. So this guy doesn't care about it. So in fact, he told me to pick it up. And he, the one who fell off, doesn't know my status. He doesn't care. Tumatara. V'yeshkan hesech adas. And therefore, this problem of diverting your mind, your attention from the garment, that caused it to become due. U'machmirin b'taharos. We're machmir. V'havi hesech adas tameya. That's our stringency. It becomes tome. So that's a big chiddush. That if it fell off. The Rambam paskins this way, right? But again, what Rashi's pointing out here is that even if both of them, the guy who was wearing it is Tohor, and the guy who picked it up is Tohor, nevertheless, because it's a Hesech Hadas, no one was really thinking about what the other one was doing. Okay, continues in a similar case, Omer Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram, Nischalfu lo kelim shel Shabbos, bekelim shel chol lovshon. Kalim here doesn't mean your vessels, it means your clothing. So a person has Shabbos clothes, and he switches and wears them on his weekday clothes, nitma'u, it becomes tame. What is that? Why is that? Because his assumption that they were different clothes than ones he was intending to wear, that's enough of a hesech hadas, and therefore it becomes tame. So there's a story, actually, Rabbi Ari Leibowitz related, according from Nefesh HaRav. That's Rav Shechter's Sefer on things Torahs he heard of from Soloveitchik. So apparently one morning, the Rav was drinking a coffee or a tea, and he spilled it all over himself. And he started yelling at himself. Ah, can't believe you're so clumsy, start yelling. It's all your fault, it's all your fault. So, they didn't understand why the Rav was so upset with himself for spilling. He's like, oh, it's not a big deal. He goes, no. I got dressed this morning and it was dark. And I realized accidentally I put on my Shabbos suit and instead of my weekday suit. And I was too lazy to switch it. So that's Hashem getting even with me because I was lazy and I didn't switch out of my Shabbos. I wore it on a weekday, so Hashem made me spill all over it and ruin the suit. So that was the mice that brought to his mind when he was relating this Gemara. Okay, let's continue and we'll see Rambam. Amar Rabbi Lozer Bar Tzadok, Maisa b'shtei noshim, chaveros. There were two women, each they were wives of chaverim. A chaver is someone who is a Talmid Chacham, and they're makpid on Tumantara. So what happened? These two wives happened, they were together, not them, the men, but their wives. V'nischalfu lahen kelehim b'beis amerchatz. And when they were in the bathhouse, the women took the other one's dress, whatever it was. You know, it happens all times in shul. You go home on a Friday night, and you realize, oops, I took someone else's jacket. So they were in the merchatz, these two women, and they took the other one's clothing. Uva mice lifnei Rabbi Akiva v'timon. So they went to Rabbi Akiva to ask what to do. He said, it's tameh. So you see from this that it's unintentional. They didn't plan on switching it, but that lack of thing of knowledge is a hesed chadas, and that makes it tameh, even if there's no really any other reason to consider it being tameh. Read the Rambam in this. In the Tomei Mishkav Moshav Yud Gimel, this is the Rambam, I'm not going to read the whole thing, it's a long Rambam. But let me just the vav, the very end. Nischalfu lo kelim shel Shabbos v'kelim shel chol v'lav shon nitmeu. So that was the case we just saw. The person has their Shabbos clothes and they accidentally wear the weekday ones. They're tamei. She'ena mishamer kelim shel chol ki kelim shel Shabbos, because the person doesn't have the same level of intent to protect them. His weekday clothes does his Shabbos clothes. Ma'ase b'shtei noshim chaverios, like it brings our Gemara. She'nis Chalfu lahen kilehem the base of merchatz, right? Their dresses got switched. Uvo meislif nechachamim v'timu hakol. They said they're both tamei. Afilu nafma, our first case, even me'afar tov, even if your cloak falls off, mimenu va'amru lachaber tenoli, give it to me, v'nosno, and he gives it to him, nitmeis, becomes tamei in that case. Like Rashi said again, they're both were really tor. Gezeir v'shem yidnenu lo am ha'aretz. So we're concerned because maybe an Am Haaretz could come to do it and touch it. Oh, shlo yehe chachaver mishamro she'ein adam mishamer kelim she'ein mshalok ki kelim elaim kein hodiyah shesomach alav. They will see that you have to know that that you're being relied upon. But if you're not being relied upon to watch it, then we'd assume you don't have the same level of shmira. Okay, so those are the three cases we saw so far. The garment fell off. The case where you switch the Shabbos clothes, and the case of the two ladies in the bathhouse. Mask if lo Ravoshia. Ravoshia has a kasha on all this. Elameata. If this is true, what we're saying, that when you temporarily, you know, do something inadvertently, and that makes it tame, so then the following should be true. Hoshit yada lasal. You put your hand into a basket. Lito pas chitin. And you want to take a loaf of wheat bread. Va'alsa biyada pas sa'orim. But instead, barley bread came up, and you didn't get the right thing you're wanting to. So what? Hachanami dinitmes? Are you going to say that in this case also that it becomes tame? V'chitame, and if you tell me, hachanami, yeah. You're right. This is true. If you would try to get the barley bread or the wheat bread, and you got the wrong one, you tell me, yeah, that is the truth. No, v'hatanya we learned in a braisa. You're minding your a barrel to make sure that it stays tohor, and your assumption is that it's a barrel of wine. The nimtzeis, but comes out, it wasn't wine. Shel shemen, it really was a barrel filled with shemen. Tohora milatame. It's nevertheless, it's tohor. It's not going to be tame. So just a reminder, we use the words pasul and tame over here. Pasul means that the item itself became tameh. We're saying something is tameh, that means it's so tameh, it's a high level, it could be metame something else as well. So when the Bryce over here says, again, tahora milatame, it cannot be metame anything else, right? So you see from this that when you have a lack of knowledge of what the item is, that hesachadas does not make it tameh. Right? So that's the kasha. We were saying all along the first three cases, you don't know. So it becomes tamei. So the kasha is no. Here I have a case of the wrong bread. I didn't know what it was, and it's not. It's tahara. L'tameich. So Rabbi Savalovsky likes to say, whenever you say l'tameich, means you're asking a question on me, that exact same question can be asked on your opinion as well. L'tameich, according to your shita, the way you're saying, eima seifa. Let's look to the seifa, that very same braisa. V'asura me'elechol. But it's also to be eaten. So that shows that you were lacking something in your guarding it, right? So am I? Why should the status of this barrel be it's tahora, but you can't eat it, right? So if the guy who's watching it doesn't mess up in terms of keeping tahora, so mimam shach, you should also be able to eat it. Why are we making a split that it's good enough that it's not going to be metam anything else, but you can't eat from it? So Amar Yirmiyah, He says, Pshat, the Bryce is talking about the following case. But Omer, the guy says, Shmartiha midover hametame. I was careful with guarding it from things that could make it tame, velo midover poslo. And not from something that would make it tame itself, right? If something's posel, that means it itself becomes tame. I was only like looking for that higher level thing to make sure that it couldn't become so bad that it would be metame something else. But I wasn't careful about the lower level thing happening, and that would that would make it actually posel. Okay. Shalom. All right. Right, in other words, he's only careful that it should become, you know, tummy from a major thing, but not to make it possible. The Ika Nitirusa Lepalga? So I want to ask one second. Do you ever have... Nitirusa means like to be a shomer, to guard something, right? Like our friends, the Naturi Karta. Naturi is like the word to be shomer, the one, the guardians. So do you have such a thing? Mi Ika Nitirusa Lepalga? Do you have such a thing that you could have only like a partial, you know, guarding of something, right? You know, oh, I'm only careful that it shouldn't become tongue. I wasn't careful that it shouldn't become possible. And what says, Ian? Yeah, and I'll bring you a brice that shows a case where you could have this case of Nitiruso Lepalga. A half plag is like to divide something, like plag mincha, right? Kamiflagi, to divide. So we could have a partial guarding, says the Gemara. The Hatanya we learned in a brice. Hoshit Yado Besal. The guy put his hand into... baskets, v'hasal al kasefo, and the basket's now on his shoulder, v'hamagrefa, that's like the kli that they use, like a shovel or something used to mash down the figs, that's betoch hasal, that's in the middle of the basket, v'hai beliba hasal, but he's careful about the sal that it shouldn't become, Tame, velohai beliba al hamagrefa, but he didn't have any kavanah to protect the magrefa, that tool, that should become tame. So Gora says, hasal tohar v'amagrefa tameya. So good. The basket itself is tohar, but the magrefa, this tool, this like shovel, is tame. So you see from here that you have a partial guarding. You're only careful on the sal, the basket. So now. But again, so what do you see? You see because he's paying attention to it. Since this is what he was paying attention to, that could protect it from getting ruined. But that which he is not paying attention to doesn't become protected. So we're asked, Hasal Tohor, one second. Why should the basket be Tohor? Titamid Hamagrefa Lasal. The shovel should make the sal, the basket, Tame, right? Because the Magrefa, we said, is Tame. So why didn't that Magrefa, that tool that's in the basket, that's Tame, why didn't it mess up everything? So the more answers, I'll tell you why. Because the halacha is, ein kli netame kli. One kli, a vessel, can't make another kli, another thing Tame, so therefore the sal is going to still remain tohar. Okay, fine, so the more tries again. Vilitame mashe basal. Okay, fine, so the kli itself is not going to become tummy because one kli can't make another kli tummy. But you have these figs, you have food, ochel isn't a kli, ochel is food, and ochel could be that. So why doesn't the food inside become, right? That's the first question. Litame mashu basal, let the food become tummy. So Omer Ravina says, but Omer, the guy says, the Bryce told him the following case, Shemarti midover shemitamo, I was careful to protect it from it becoming tame velo midover poslo, but I wasn't careful enough to guard it from becoming posel. So that's why it becomes impure. So there's no proof from here that the contents in this barrel, in the first case by the shemen and the wine, that it can't be eaten. In fact, the opposite. You see, you could have this concept of guarding something only halfway. I mean, the guy says, I was guarding it from that, again, same thing, that the high level. The high levels shouldn't mess it up, but the lower levels are fine. Okay. Any questions so far? We're good? Yeah, all right. So what it says, going back to the previous thing, it says, Mikol Malkum Kasha, right? Still, nevertheless, we still have a Kasha, because as soon as the guy was Masiach Das, it created the Tumah. So why is that? Why should, just from the fact that you know, you were Masiach Das, or you thought you had something else, and you were mistaken about the identity of it. Why should that be? The Ode, and then another question we have, Mosif Rabba Bar Avua. Another question, Maisa Beisha Achas. There was a story that once happened, an incident happened one time with a woman, Shabaz Lefnei Rabbi Yishmoyel. She came to Rabbi Yishmoyel and said to him as follows, Omlo Rabbi, Beged Ze Aragti B'Tahara. I was weaving this garment, and I did it b'tahara. V'lohai believi l'shomro b'tahara. But I didn't have in mind that I was doing this. In other words, I'm certain that there was nothing to tell me that came in contact with this beged. So that's what she said to Rabbi Yishmoyel. So he started asking her some, drishas v'chakiro, started doing investigating. Omitoch bedikos, and from the questions, these like interrogations, right? Shahai Rabbi Yishmoyel Bodko, he was investigating her with. Armalo, she said to him the following statement. Rabbi, Nida Moshcha imi bechevel. There was a woman who was with me, she was a Nida, and she pulled the thing with the ropes. Now, pulling something by indirectly touching it, if you're Tamei, if a woman who's a Nida, it's something called Tumas Vest, Heset. Heset is, like you can imagine, if you can see me, like, so let's say, let me see like this. Let's say, here's a pen, and here's the Sefer. So, imagine I'm just, my pen is using to move the Sefer. So if I cause that Sefer to move, without directly touching it, that's Tumas, that's Heset. And the woman, Anita, who's in a state of Tuma, does cause that. So here, this woman, meaning the case was, she didn't realize that this cloth, this thing she was making, became tummy, but as Rabbi Yishmoyel was asking her questions, it came out, oh yeah, there was a woman, and she was in need, and she pulled the ropes with me. So her pulling the ropes, maybe even touched the bag of the cloth directly, but that makes it tummy. So he figured out, even though she didn't have in mind for this, she thought I was so mocked, but I was so careful about it, it really was tummy. So after hearing this, Omer Rabbi Yishmoyel, Rabbi Shmuel responded, "Kama gedol in divrei chachamim. How great are the words of the rabbis? Shahai omik, they said, belibo l'shomro tohor. When you have in mind to protect something, you're guarding it. It's tohor. A belibo l'shomro. But if it's not in your mind to protect it, then it becomes tame. This woman wasn't really focused on preserving this beged's status of being tohor, and it became tame without her even noticing it. It wasn't on purpose; it was totally b'shogeg. But nevertheless, she was negligent. That's an idea. Rabbi Ari Leibowitz pointed out that relates to the famous Ramban. It was in last week's parsha. There's a machlokes amongst the Rambam and the Ramban as to what's the nature of korbanos. The Rambam tells us that korbanos is almost like a concession, that we were so influenced by the avodah zarah around us, they were all worshipping idols, they were all being makriv korbanos, that we couldn't tell a person, you can't bring one from an extreme from saying, okay, you were bringing a lot of korbanos, now you can't bring anything. So to move somebody from one extreme to another very quickly, they wouldn't be able to be soyful that. So he writes, the Rambam says, Mor Nevuchim, Hashem made certain concessions, and he gave in. So it's not going to be pshat now, you can't bring any type of animal you want as a korban. You can only bring certain animals, kosher animals, cows, sheep, lamb, birds. Okay, those are allowed to be brought as korbanos. And another limitation on this, it's not any animal you want, it's not only any place. Whereas it used to be anybody could bring a korban wherever they wanted to, you just build a little bama in your backyard. You know, the Gemara says that bamas were permitted at certain periods in time. But now, that's not going to be true. It's going to be one centralized location, the Beis HaMikdash, for when you can bring korbanos. So that's how the Rambam learns, that really it was like a concession, Hashem allowed us to bring korbanos, but not any animal we want, not any place we want. So Ramban does not like this at all. He's very sharp. He says, "Vehinehem divrei havoi." These are foolish things that the Rambam said. Yerapu shever gadov kushya rabal nikola. Right? They tried to make a big difficulty, a major question. He answered very weak. Okay. I'll skip his big critique of that, but I'll say what the Ramban writes himself. And we'll see why this just relates to our idea about when you bring a korban, even did something b'shogeg. A better reason behind why we have korbanos. A person's actions follow their thoughts and their speech and their actions. Tziva Hashem ki kasher yecheta yavi korban. Hashem command, a person does a chet, he brings a korban. Yismuch yadav alav keneged hamaisa. So when you did an action, you accidentally, again, what did I do? I accidentally turned the light switch off and on Shabbos. So the hands that did a maisa, those hands now lean on top of the korban. V'yizvad bepiv keneged hadibur. And you speak out, you confess, Hashem, I was mistaken. I turned the light on. Either I forgot that it was Shabbos, and therefore I did it. Or no, I knew it was Shabbos, I just forgot you're not allowed to turn light switches off and on. But he confesses what it does. V'yisrof ba'esh hakerev haklayo she'em kli hamachshava v'hataiva. And he burns up the kidneys, the inner part of the behemoth, which are like the organs. And then he says, v'kraim sh'keneged yodav v'raglaim sh'al adam ha'osim bo kol hamalachto. The legs are and the hands, the animal burns by corresponds to the person's hands and feet. The Yizrok Hadam al Mizbeach Keneged Damo Benafsho. And he splows the blood on the Mizbeach like his own blood. Kedei Sheyachshav Adam Ba'asoso Kol Eile Kichata Lelokav Begufo Benafsho. Because I sinned against Hashem with my nefesh and with my guf. V'roi lo Sheyitapech Damo V'Yisrof Gufo. It would be appropriate, it should have been my blood to be spilled out, and my body that was burned. If this korban wasn't going to be the replacement for me, that's the idea behind bringing a korban when you do a neveira b'shogig. The Ramban's telling us all the time that's because I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't paying attention. Had I been more conscious and more thoughtful of my actions, had I thought about what Shabbos is, had I thought about what malachas, what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, therefore I wouldn't have come to this place. So therefore that's the Ramban in Vayikra as to why we bring korbanos. Okay, back into the Gemara. Shuv Maisa Be'isha Achaz Shabbos Lifnei Rabbi Yishmoel. Another story about a woman who came in front of Rabbi Yishmoel. Amru Lo. She said to him as follows, Rabbi, Mapaze Aragtiha B'tahara. I wove this cloth, right? Mapa, like a tablecloth or something like that, in a state of tahara. V'lohaya b'libi l'shomra. But my mind wasn't on it to protect it from becoming tamei. So he started asking him some more questions, like he saw in the last case. Umitoch b'dikos. And from the interrogating questions he asked her, Shahar Rabbi Shmoel Bodko, he was interrogating with, Armalosha said to him, Rabbi, nima nifsikali v'kashartiha b'peh. There was a thread that was into the cloth, and it snapped off. So I tied it with my mouth. Now, what's the problem with that? Well, in the mouth you have it's you have roke, you have saliva. So if the thread touched the roke, the saliva of a woman when she's nida, then that makes the whole thing tummy, right? That's part of the it's like a rishon. So any kli that would come in contact with that roke would now become a sheni. So it became tummy. So again, same thing. She thought she did fine, but then when you start asking the questions, you realize all the steps that went into it. You start retracing and you started asking very pointed questions. Realize that no, didn't do everything correctly. So again, same response. I'm gonna be Shmuel. Look how great are the words of the sages. When a person has in mind to guard something, it's tahor. But if they don't have in mind from protecting it, it becomes tame. So you see, when someone has an intention to keep something, in a state of tahara, so if you made a mistake about the identity of it, that's not enough of hesech hadas to make the thing tame. But the brisa we saw, this is no, if you had in mind on the barrel that you thought it was wine, it turned out to be really the shemen, so the shemen is tahor and it can't make the other things tame. So bishleim of the Rebbe Elazar bar Tzadok. Fine, I understand according to Rebbe Elazar bar Tzadok. Kol achas v'achas ameres chaverti eishes am ha'aretz. In those cases, that was again, this is just to refer back. This was the case we saw earlier on the Amud of when you had the two wives of Talmid Chachamim, right? And they were switched. So we understand why that case would become Tameh, because each one says, right? My chavera, my friend, her husband's an Am Haaretz, right? He's not a chaver. So therefore, umas chadaita minei. She has hesa chadas. She's certain that because her friend took the thing, it certainly became tame. And that hesa chadas, it probably really did become tame because no one was watching it. Everyone, she like, you know, it's like, it's literally not on the radar anymore. She's not thinking about it. So that very likely could have become tame. So we understand that case. L'Rebbe Yohnasan ben Amram Nami. The case, that was the one where he switched his Shabbos clothes with his big day chol. Kaven de kalim de Shabbos avi luhu shimur tefei. Because when he's more careful and does more of a shmira and is protective of his Shabbos clothes, masach daita minayu, right? So then he's going to have a hesach hadas from that higher level of shmir if he only thinks that they are weekday. So that hesach hadas is going to make it very probable that these begadim became tamei. So that makes sense. Fine. But the last one, Ella the Rebbe Yonasan ben Elazar, that was the case where the person's talis, his jacket fell off, and the other guy picks it up, and we said that the chiddush was, even though they're both tohor, since each one is not really thinking about it, it becomes tamei. The Gemara really has a problem with this. Ella Rebbe Yonasan ben Elazar, nave lehushimer b'yedei chaverte. Why does it become tamei? The other person's is being shomerit. So why should it become tamei? So the answer is like this: Amar Rabbi Yochanan Chazaka. The status is like this. We make the following presumption: is what Rashi was hinting at, but now we see the Gemara is quoting Ein Adam Mishamer Mashbiyad Chaveiro, that a person doesn't guard what is in somebody else's hand. So, since this object, whether it's a piece of clothing or something like that, it's someone else is taking care of it. So therefore, there's going to be like a hesach hadas from it. And that's why it became tamei. Someone asks, velo? One second, is that really true? Meaning you can't be shomer something that's in the inn? Let's turn over to Ahmed Beis. It's interesting, there's actually a minchas chinuch on this as well. In mitzvah yud, in the mitzvah of tashbisu, about protecting something with the afikomen, but all right, maybe we'll have a different chance to speak that out more. Vehatanya, let's try to finish up the parak. We learned in a brisa the following case: Hare shahayu chamora v'poalav tuunin taharos. A person has donkey drivers and workers. Now they were ame haaretz, and they were carrying tohor food. Now they're not touching the food itself. They're only touching the a klicheris. Rashi says, "Kigon yain bechavios shelcheris vehein einem nogin betochan." Right, the workers themselves not touching it, but klicheris einem etame migabo. It's not, but klicheris is only tummy from the inside out, not from the outside. So says the Gemara, Afalpi, even though this guy who has his workers, Shehiflig, he distanced Mehen, Yosem Emil, he distanced himself far away from them, and he's Emil, which is quite a distance, even though he's far away from them, Tohoros of Tohoros, the food is still considered to be in a state of Tahara, because the workers don't realize that the guy left. So they still think that he's guarding them. He's walking with them, and they're concerned, right? So you don't have to worry that the workers would go ahead and touch it. Ve'im omalehem, but if the worker, the boss, said to his workers, lechu, go away. Vani avo achreichem, and I'm going to come afterwards. Kaven shenis almu einav mehen. Once already he's out of eyesight, Tohorosov Tameos. At that point, then the Tohoros become Tame. Yeah, there's a Rambam here. The Rambam is the same parak, it's the previous halacha. In Yud Gimel Halacha Hey, the Rambam brings down our case. Right, you have your donkey driver and your workers, and they're carrying your food that's in the state of tahara. Even when we weigh more than a meal away from him, harehu tahoros, they're still tahor mipnei shehein bechezkas shehu shomron, because they're still the chazakas tasses that they think you're watching. They have a pachad, a fear, liga, right? It's from touching it. V'omnim achshav yavo shahare hu yavo achreinu, right? He's coming right after us. So, you know, there's that fear. In Kashrus, you have such a concept of a Mashkiach doesn't necessarily have to be Omer Agabav standing over. It's Yotzi V'nichnas. But that fear that the Mashkiach could walk in any second, and if I'm doing something wrong, then I'll get caught. So that's enough of a fear factor, says the Rambam, they're not going to touch it. Aval, im amalehem. He says, Tzu, you guys go. Vani Yavo Achreich, I'm going to come after you. Kevin Shenis Kasu me'enov, he's hidden from their eyes. Harehen tameos. Once they don't have that fear factor anymore, the workers aren't scared that the boss is going to just show up. Oh, yeah, he'll get there. Then it's going to be ton. Okay, Rashi actually takes out the next part. So can you maishna reisha maishna seifa? Whereas what's the chilek? What's the difference between the first part of the brisa where the food was tor and the second case where it is tame? So Rav Yitzchak Nafcha says Rav Yitzchak Nafcha reisha bimitahir chamor of a pole in the kach. The reisha was talking about a case where the guy he was mitahir them. He made sure they were tovel themselves and that there was no concern for them becoming tame, right? Rashi Omer Rav Yitzchak b'mitar chamor of a pole in klach, about six lines where skinny la'olam ain adam mishamir ma shebiad chavero. No, you can't watch somebody else's things. V'hani ain srichin shimur de inami nogulo ipchat luhu. We're not carefully touch it. Gishadat bilan lekach askina because they already toveled in the mikvah. So even if they do touch his stuff, even we're not worried about that. So one second, ask the Gemara Ihochi, if that's true, Seifa Nami, then really, who cares whether you're right behind them or you told them to walk away? That they're still going to, if they really were Tohor, so there shouldn't be a problem. Se'ein Am Ha'aretz Machbid Amaga Chavero. No, an Am Ha'aretz isn't particular whether it's Chaver touches it or not. And therefore, there's a current that they might see another Am Ha'aretz on the way. He's going to touch your food, and that's what's going to make it Tameh. Okay, so let's go back then. If that's the concern, that you're going to meet an Am Ha'aretz, even though these guys all went to mikveh, and they were careful to remain in the state of Tahara, so how do you know that they're not going to give it to an Am Ha'aretz? Simura says that if the Reish is talking about a case, Bivo Lohem Derech Aklosoin. The guy comes to them from a circuitous way, right? He's not walking directly behind them. He can come on all sides, right? They can't always see him. So they're concerned. I know I knew there. Where's he gonna pop in? So therefore they're careful not to do anything like this, and they're also gonna be very careful not to let an Am Ha'aretz touch it. Right? You know, normally they're not machpid, they do let their friends, their chaverim, the Am Ha'aretz could touch it. Here they are. Okay, so one second, Ihochi, if that's true, Seifa Nami. If the guy's coming from a side, he can come at any time, so then he can turn the corner and just show up. Of course, they're going to be careful. No, Gemara says, no. Came into Omer Lehu, since he said to him, Lechu vani avo achreim, go, and I'm gonna follow you, mismach samcha dataihu. They're samich on this, they rely upon this, they don't consider themselves, they don't really think like they're being, being observed right now, and because of that, they're not going to be concerned about having another Am Ha'aretz come, and therefore we would have to be concerned. Okay, Hadin Lachin Dorshin. That's the end of the second parak. Maybe just a quick recap of some of the things we saw in the beginning in the second parak. There were three major Torah topics that can be taught publicly, but only in very small groups: Arayus, Maisa Bracious, and Maisa Merkava. So we focused on two of those. We had a lot of agaditas about the Maisa Merkava. Had very careful things to talk about the Kavod of Hashem, unless you're prepared for that. Other things we saw in the second parak was the Machlokas about doing Smicha on Yom Tov, the Machlokas, Hillel and Shammai. Right, we passed like Beis Shammai that you could bring Olos and Shlomim. You could do the Smicha with them. And then we made a major turn on Yud Ches. We started talking about Tuma and Tahara, Truma, Kodshim, the Paraduma, the different levels of that. And then the last topic we've really been into the last daf or so was the idea about if you have something being watched for a lower level, that's only good for the lower level. It's not good for a higher level. But if you have something that's a good, you're showing it, you had on a higher level of Shmira for Tumah Tahara, then that would work for the lower levels. Okay, in Miritz Hashem, with our next year, we'll try to pick it up the same time next Sunday as well. We'll start the beginning of the third parak. Okay, Shkoyach, everybody.